Hey guys, I'm really excited to bring today's podcast episode to you. It's a little bit different, but this is something that is absolutely essential. I want to warn you that this episode is going to have some strong language in it, not from me, but from one of my dear friends. This is going to be huge because if you are like any busy entrepreneur, one of the things that can sometimes take the back burner is your relationship. As crazy as it is, this is something that is essential. And one of the things that I have found to be absolutely a cornerstone in my business's success is having my spouse or having a partner, right, who is 100% in alignment with you. If you are not on the same wavelength, it will affect your business. So I know that there are some people who need to hear this episode. So just like I said, there's a heads up, there is strong language in this episode, but don't take that as a reason to not listen to it because it will rock your world. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
When Paul and I talk about team and we talk about commitment in your relationship, we're using a different definition of it than what's become the common definition for team. The common definition for team in families these days is more like teamwork, right? I clean the playroom, you clean the playroom, and then tomorrow we have to clean the playroom again, apparently. But team for real? And I always use this, and at some point during the analogy, I get tripped up, but I still think it's the best thing, so just roll with me, is more like a sports team. So if you watch a football game, and one of the players is running down the field with the ball, and he drops it, what do the other players on his team do? Pick it up. Do they stop in the middle of the field and go, "Oh my God, are you kidding me for real? We practiced this like 100 times. We got you a personal trainer for it. Everybody had to bring you ice and everything you needed this morning. We cleared a path for you and you dropped the fucking ball. You know you're ruining this for everybody right now. Do you see what's going on?" Is that what they do on a team? But is that pretty common of what we kind of do with the people that we're supposed to be on a team with? So being on a team really means you drop the ball, I fucking got it. And first of all, I also expect we run a lot of balls. We're all gonna drop them. That's why we brought this many fucking people with us. It's part of the game. I think it was one of them, Michael Jordan or somebody, said, I am who I am because I missed whatever thousands of shots, right? That's how I am who I am. They purposefully go, knowing we're going to drop a certain amount of balls. That's part of the game. Hello, in life too. But we hold each other to a standard of like the ball shouldn't drop. And that's because no one ever told you what it means to go all in a love relationship. No one tells us this. So you never made the shift. When two people get together, they commit to be together, maybe they're gonna live together, have some kids, there needs to be a shift. Commitment means all in. And I know you know that, and you're sitting there thinking, you're like, yeah, I got it, and you've said it like 5 times. But let me just tell you, all in means all fucking in. Not all in when you're making me happy. Not all in when you're doing everything I thought you would do. Not all in when everything is the way I thought it would be. Not all in when you're loading the dishwasher right. Not all in when things are going smoothly and the kids are asleep and the counters are clean and the lunches are made and I also still look good. All in means all fucking in, all the time, no limits, no rules. But that's not what we see.
Seriously, wasn't that an amazing, amazing message from Stacy Martino? If you want to learn more about Stacy and the amazing resources that she has, you guys, the problems that we have in relationships and marriage, she's already solved them. And she makes it really, really easy to understand what can be solved. It's amazing. So if you want to learn more, go to rachelrelationshipsecrets.com. I'll see you on the next episode.